Between Two Worlds. 23-year-old Sweaty Mohan revelled in her newfound freedom. Best of all, her wealthy parents knew nothing, or so she thought. When her stellar grades started slipping, word filtered back to her father, a timber merchant in New Delhi. He promptly hired a private eye to investigate her. Before long, her parents had a detailed dossier revealing the full extent of her partying. She was running around with boys and her behaviour was way beyond the norms of our society, says Swati's mum, Priya Mohan. I was depressed. We're a modern family, but still traditional. We worried about her reputation. Our reputation. In India's enduring culture of exchanged marriages, a resume sullied by even a few indiscretions can scupper chances of a good match. So more and more parents have been turning to private detectives to keep tabs on their wayward children. Indeed, rebelliousness is on the rise. India's first MTV generation is taking full advantage of the explosion of parties, bars and internet chat rooms that have emerged over the past decade as the country has opened up. We're in the middle of a rapid transition, says Jitendra Nagpal, consultant psychiatrist at Delhi's Child Development Centre. We see upper and middle class parents increasingly being deceived and cheated by their children. That's good news for India's burgeoning private detective industry. So far, there are about 100 agencies nationwide, mostly in the big cities. Each agency now handles as many as a dozen cases of parental spying every month. Detectives tail kids from the moment they leave home or their dormitory. Spies have been known to pose as waiters in bars or as DJ's assistants in dance clubs. Proof of partying doesn't come cheap. $1,000 weekly fees are standard. It's a lot in India, says Kanwa Vikram Singh, Managing Director of the Delhi-based Lancers Agency. But when I point out what they spend on their child's education and marriage, they accept it's a small price to pay to protect their investment. The choice is a risky one. Most private detectives warn parents against revealing that they have monitored their children, no matter how explosive the evidence. It's a very dangerous strategy, says Brinda Adij, who runs the Bangalore-based Children's Helpline. It's a huge betrayal of trust by the parents. There's no way back once the child knows their parents have paid someone to follow them. As for Swati Mohan, after she was challenged by her anxious parents, she began behaving more demurely. They know, because they sent the detectives back twice in the past 8 months. Her mum and dad have joined the legions of Indian parents who refuse to be left in the dark. Ian McKinnon in Newsweek, July 14, 2003.